This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
On defense in particular, they need probably 6 or 7 new starters, and I'm not embellishing. There are players that probably wouldn't be on other teams in certain cases. There are players that make the same mistakes over and over again, and a couple of them aren't even rookies or undrafted guys. The two inside linebackers continue to not read their keys properly in coverage, Jamien Sherwood and Quincy Williams, out of position all the time. ATN beat Quincy Williams on all 3 touchdown catches.
Dan Leberfeld, just before, talking about the Jets' woes. Maybe it's a low point. I don't know. It is relatable. With the Bills in recent years, we haven't been in this category, but certainly the Sabres have, and before McDermott and Allen, the Bills were. That you already know that. And it gets really, it's frustrating, it's sad. It's a lot of things. It gets really twisted, too, sometimes, trying to decide what you want. I mean, you kind of, not everybody would. This was a huge point of contention with the Sabres at one time, but I don't know. I'm the type that would want them to lose. Better draft pick. Simple. What is this good for? Winning late season games, you know, that really don't help me in any meaningful way. Of course, I recognize and did then and always have that the players have a different incentive than management would, but it gets to be that time of year where a bad team might as well just keep losing. It's better off, and that's no fun, right? We've been all over that over the years, sort of whether that's respectable or I don't really care if it's respectable. I just want the better value. So that gets weird and also frustrating. Just, you know, I think the Jets are this. I think the Sabres have been this. Maybe that has changed or is changing, but you've got to show like you're a serious organization. And there are certain things both teams have done that, to say the least, really make you question that. Teenagers deciding on players because of their Madden ratings, for one. That's the Jets. And, you know, with the Sabres and Kevin Adams going into year 6 and I guess even getting a new contract after 5 straight misses in the playoffs, I mean, it's unheard of. So I was on in Toronto yesterday, 10:50 in Toronto, and we were talking about this. And one of the hosts is Carlo Colaiacovo, who played for the Sabres and the Leafs. And did that sound like I was putting him down for having played for the Leafs? I wasn't. Just, you know, to tell you a little bit more about him. But, I mean, I said it's interesting when you're talking to an actual NHL player. Look, I don't know how these guys think, but it seems logical to me that if you're going along in an organization that just seems in different ways to be less than financially, whatever it is, facilities, can take on all kinds of different forms. You're at risk of getting less out of your team because you might just not get the buy-in in the other direction. So then, I mean, that's what talking to Dan Lieberfeld reminded me of with the Jets is he asked me, like, I always like that about Dan because he'll ask us questions. Like, does it make sense to you that these guys, they played zone in college, that they can't even understand basic zone defense concepts? Like, well, no, but if they're going through the motions on a team, by the way, whose season is long over, and they don't really take seriously the possibility of their getting good, which could be true. I mean, wouldn't that seem normal? Then you're not going to get, you know, just logically, you wouldn't expect to get the very best out of your players. So maybe then it makes sense. Well, it's not our problem anymore, at least when it comes to the Bills. Maybe it's not with the Sabres either. We'll see. They can't lose. It's 9 straight wins. Dallas tonight. 803-0550 for your calls. A big topic on Sunday's game. Of course, it's the end of the stadium, and we've talked a lot about that and look forward to doing more of that. Sal will join me at 5. One thing, if they are going to rest starters, and, you know, we've all made the point that, unlike in the preseason, I mean, you can't rest them all. You only have room for so many, and maybe that's a half dozen players or so who don't get much playing time, if any, on Sunday. But it's not going to be everybody. An interesting one is James Cook, who leads the league in rushing. And if the Bills, and I expect that they would have this incentive, want to get him the rushing title, I don't see that as one of the bonuses, by the way, leading the NFL in rushing. I don't think that's in play for Cook. But if the Bills were to go for that, so Jonathan Taylor is second, and I think it's 48 yards behind. I have it written down somewhere. 47. Hear that paper? That's me looking for it in my notes. I had it written down. So Cook is up by 47 yards. Taylor for Indianapolis plays at 1 against Houston. And so the Bills will know. Maybe he won't even get to 47 yards and you won't have to worry about it. But if Taylor goes for a certain number, then it might be interesting how important it is to the Bills to get the rushing title. Like, where is that line? I mean, you could have it be any number, and Cook starts the game, and you just hope he breaks one and puts it away. Probably by that, if it's Jonathan Taylor and Cook, that would be, you know, that would be it. Derrick Henry plays Sunday night. He's farther behind. He could have another amazing game, and then maybe he steals the show. But really, you're shooting for beating Jonathan Taylor out for this, and you know, if you get a big hit from Cook early in the game, then maybe you're all set. It's different, though, I think, than last year, because it was a similar situation when the Bills went to New England. And what they wanted for Cook was a touchdown to get him the franchise touchdown record. So they got down there and put him in. He got stopped and left him in, and he scored, and that was it. They didn't have to, you know, pile up yards or anything for him. The goal was the touchdown. That was the point. And then he came out, and that was it. This game, if the Bills take Allen out, I wouldn't expect their offense to look good. Like, maybe the Jets are so bad that it will. But I think you could have more like last year's game in New England, a game where they really just don't get first downs and move the ball, in which case Cook might have a tough time getting to the rushing lead. And at what point would the Bills pull the plug on that? Like, if Taylor goes for 90 or something, which, you know, it could easily happen, it's Jonathan Taylor. If he has the kind of game where, say, Cook needs 50 yards to win the rushing title, and it's a slow start, and you want to take Allen out, so you do that. I mean, do you just leave James Cook in no matter what? I would think the Jets would have maybe this one incentive defensively on Sunday would be to deny him that. I don't know what else there is other than just sort of basic stuff like winning the game, whatever, but he might be a marked man, especially with Allen out. So then I think you have to be ready. You have to draw a line somewhere. I think you would probably do this, not just leave him in at all costs, because then you're completely defeating the purpose of taking guys out in the first place. I assume they think he's important. And if you're leaving him in, I don't expect this. But if you're well into the game and he can't get his 50 yards or whatever he might need, and you're just sort of, you know, throwing him into the wall play after play, hoping to get to that number, that's really defeats the purpose of the resting players in the first place. Because not only are you not resting him, you're kind of wearing him out in a meaningless game. I mean, that's, or close to a meaningless game. That's not what you want. So I wonder if there's a number, if they don't get, like if he goes into the game behind and he doesn't pop one early-ish in this game to settle it, would they just kind of keep feeding him until he does? See what that looks like. We might anyway. See what that looks like on Sunday. Is it meaningless to you? I don't mean the stadium either. I don't mean that piece. Is it meaningless to you? You got a chance for a 6 seed or even a 5 with a win. And yes, it is the Jets. The Bills are favored by 7. I think if it were expected that everybody plays, like the game were more important to the Bills, that number would be double that. I mean, the Patriots were, I think, a 12.5 point. I should know because I had the Jets. A 12.5 point favorite last week on the road against this team. What would the Bills be at home if you felt that they were going all out to win? It might be 14, might be more. Why wouldn't it be even more than that? Possibly, but it's not. It's 7. So that's been my, you know, my light on sort of how to look at this game. I think if that line is going to be 7, then people don't expect the Bills' top players to play very much, if at all. Otherwise, come on, 7 against the Jets? I don't think I'll be betting it. I do have limits. And week 18 is kind of my limit. I mean, I say that now. Who knows on Sunday at noon if I'll get an itch, but week 18 is a tough sledding. Do you play fantasy football in week 18? That is hardcore. A few years ago, I joined a league that played week 18 for the championship, and I didn't know it when I agreed to play in the league. Friend of a friend.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, asked me to do it, and okay. I like a challenge, different guys. Sure. And I found out later that they play the championship game in week 18, and I don't remember making it to the finals, but I just remember thinking, oh, this is the worst. It's bad enough when it's week 17, which is when almost all leagues finish up, and you've got players like Rashee Rice might be a good example of this. I mean, he was concussed, but teams that just don't have any incentive to win left, and they shut down their best players. Garrett Wilson with the Jets, although that was longer ago. Players like that, where they just don't play because their team is bad, the situation is so bad, and in fantasy, you just have to live with it. But week 18, when kind of everybody sits, just imagine what, think of your best or your one fantasy lineup and what it might look like this week. Sure, like if you have Christian McCaffrey, he plays, but you can't really start Allen, I think. Who's your quarterback this week? Maybe you have Burrow, that would be good. If you've got Justin Herbert, no. Any of these top AFC team quarterbacks could come out. Jalen Hurts might sit. I think he sits for at least some of that game for Philadelphia. Just so many of your options are not available. That doesn't really seem... It makes sense to me why we don't play fantasy in Week 18. If you do, that's pretty crazy. I want to say good for you because it's different and maybe a little bit brave, but I don't know. I got right out of that league. I do not want to be in a league that has all the money come down to this week's games. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. Lines are open for you, 803-0550. It is New Year's Eve. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off today. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.